Gore says that the stimulus the economy needs is consumer demand. The tax bill fails badly in this respect. The principal stimulus will go where it is not needed, greater corporate profits.
Tain't so.
Larger cash reserve, more investment savings, and more automation. Now, I thought that when you reduced this 18 to 14, that 800 million a month went into consumers.
Absolutely. That's 8.8 for consumers in 1964 and 1.5 for corporations. So I don't know where he... But this has been his line all the way, Mr. President. This isn't something new.
Why don't you call Hubert and point out those figures?
You bet I will.
Take item 64 on the UPI ticker. And here's it. I'll read it to you. Put
yeah.
The girl on.
I'm sorry. I'm down the White House mess.
Excuse me. Well, then what he says is... The tax bill fails badly. It's the stimulus which the economy needs is consumer demand. The tax bill fails badly.
Yes, I have that.
Principal stimulus will go where it's not needed. Greater corporate profits.
Yeah.
Larger cash reserve. More investment savings. Will you call Hubert after lunch, tell him to get up?
You bet I will. I'll get a hold of this right away. I notice there's also some flack, which isn't too bad, about the automobile industry, assuming that our comments about sharing some of the gains with consumers was aimed at them. And I must say, in part it is. We didn't say so, but I'm going on Martin Agronsky's show tomorrow morning and on the Today Show, and I think I'll have a good chance to say that American industry and labor ought to share some of their gains and advances with the American consumer in lower prices. I don't think we can go wrong sounding that note, do you?
Oh, I think that's all right. I read that this morning. And you better get Reuther to hold down here and quit talking about how he's going to relieve them their big money bags.
Well, we've tried that. We got to get Bill Wirtz on that. By the way, this morning I had a talk with Hal Korda. I don't know that that name means anything to you. He's very close to U.S. Steel and helped us a great deal in the second steel price round. And he wants to get me together with Fred Donner and Gordon, the president of General Motors, and Henry Alexander, to talk about this whole thing sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We've several times had talks with U.S. Steel people and so forth, which never got into the newspapers in any way, and which were very helpful in holding down some of the prices.
I let Reuther know it. I was going to do it. I wouldn't get caught. Do you think so?
I beg your pardon?
You'd let Reuther know what you were doing.
Yeah, because Reuther wants them to reduce their prices. I mean, he says if they'll reduce their prices, he'll reduce his wage demands.
But I'd say I'd let him know why I was doing it and then go on and do it.
Yeah, we'll do.
And you get a hold of Hubert, though, and get him to get a speech or two made saying that this money goes to consumers and that it's $8 billion to consumers and $1.5 billion to corporations.
Right.
And he doesn't know why they don't understand that.
Right.
It's item 64 on the UPI ticker.
Yeah, I wasn't quite up to that item. I've got some of the UPI items right here. I'm up to 72.
64.
Huh.
Oh, it's AP.
Oh, it's AP. No wonder. I was getting... Kermit Gordon's been sharing his UPI ticker with me. All right, Mr. President, I'll get that. I'm sure Hubert will cooperate with this. He's helped us before on this very subject.
All right. Okay.
Right. Thank you.